Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Phonics Rules, by Helen Zaitsoff. Is an instructional phonics resource designed for classroom and tutoring use, with a structure that supports both teaching and practice. It functions as a reproducible activity workbook, paired with an educator-friendly reference section, aiming to make core phonics concepts easier to explain and easier for learners to apply. The book focuses on helping students decode by learning how English words can be divided into smaller, more manageable sound and spelling parts. In addition to presenting common patterns, it highlights that English phonics includes exceptions, and it frames rule learning as a practical tool rather than a set of rigid formulas. The intended audience centers on early elementary learners, commonly grades 1 to 3, while also fitting intervention, review, and independent work contexts. Because it combines clear explanations with short, hands-on exercises, it is also positioned as useful for homeschool settings, private tutoring, and learners who need structured reinforcement of reading, spelling, and word recognition skills. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a divide-and-conquer approach to decoding, a central promise of phonics rules, is that phonics helps learners break words into small parts in order to reduce reading difficulty. Instead of treating unfamiliar words as visual puzzles to memorize, the book emphasizes decoding as a repeatable process. Notice letter patterns, connect them to sounds, and blend those sounds into a word. This orientation supports struggling readers because it gives them a method they can use even when they encounter new vocabulary. It also supports developing readers because it builds automaticity repeated. Structured exposure to patterns makes recognition faster over time. The book frames phonics knowledge as practical and immediately applicable, tying sound symbol understanding to reading performance and word recognition. In instruction, this divide-and-conquer mindset naturally encourages students to look for manageable chunks such as consonant blends, common vowel patterns, and syllable parts. The result is a toolkit for attacking words in a consistent way rather than guessing, for teachers and tutors. The value is that the approach is easy to explain and can be reinforced across many short practice opportunities, which aligns well with intervention and skill-building routines. Secondly, Part I as a teacher reference for rules and exceptions. The first part of the book functions as a teacher reference guide, presenting essential phonics rules in a logical progression with examples and explanations. This matters because phonics instruction often breaks down when educators feel unsure about how to sequence concepts or how to answer the common question, why does this word not follow the rule? By including exceptions alongside rules, the book supports realistic instruction that acknowledges English spelling complexity without abandoning structure. Daking, U over Is, or Fire Steis. A reference section can also help ensure consistency across small group lessons, tutoring sessions, or home instruction, since it provides a shared set of terms and patterns to point to during teaching. The emphasis on clarity and simplicity, noted in user feedback, suggests the guide is meant to reduce planning friction. Educators can quickly identify the rule focus and then connect it to practice pages. The progression concept by concept also supports scaffolding, where students solidify one pattern before moving to the next. In practice, this allows the teacher to diagnose which pattern a student is missing and then target that specific area rather than reteaching broadly. Thirdly, Part 2 Reproducible Worksheets for Systematic Reinforcement, the second part of Phonics Rules, provides reproducible worksheets and student activity pages intended to reinforce the phonics rules through brief, focused practice. This design supports classrooms and tutoring because it makes repetition feasible without requiring extensive new material creation. The exercises are described as short and interesting, which is important for early readers who benefit from many quick, successful attempts rather than long. Fatigue-inducing drills. Activities address core building blocks such as vowels, consonants, and syllables, creating a broad base for decoding and spelling development. Reproducibility also supports differentiation. A teacher can assign targeted pages for intervention, use them for independent practice, or integrate them into a literacy center routine. Because phonics gains depend on cumulative practice, having ready-to-use pages can help maintain consistency across weeks of instruction. The workbook format additionally helps families and homeschool educators, who often need clear, contained tasks that can be completed in short sessions. Overall, Part 2 functions as the application engine of the book, turning rule knowledge into repeated decoding and word recognition opportunities. Fourthly, coverage of essential phonics patterns and decoding strategies. The book is positioned as covering a range of foundational phonics patterns, including letter sounds, blends, digraphs, vowel themes, syllable patterns, and general decoding strategies. This breadth matters because reading accuracy and fluency depend on recognizing multiple pattern types, not only single letter sounds. Blends and digraphs help students handle common consonant combinations, while vowel themes and other vowel patterns address a major source of confusion in English spelling. syllable patterns support longer word reading by giving students a way to segment and reassemble meaningfully sized units, which can improve both pronunciation and confidence. By presenting patterns along with examples, the material can help learners connect abstract rules to real word forms they meet in texts. The focus is not only on reading but also on spelling support, since phonics patterns operate in both directions, decoding for reading and encoding for writing. When learners practice these elements systematically, they are more likely to develop reliable word recognition and to reduce reliance on guessing. In instruction, this also supports clearer error analysis, because mistakes can often be traced to a specific pattern that needs more practice. Lastly, flexible use for enrichment, intervention, and diverse learners, phonics rules, is described as useful across multiple contexts, enrichment, intervention, and independent practice. That flexibility is a key feature for a phonics workbook because classrooms include students at different skill levels, and tutoring often targets specific gaps. A structured reference plus practice pages can support reteaching for struggling readers while also providing review for students who need added fluency with known patterns. Reviews also note successful use in private tutoring and even with adult learners of English as a second language, but suggesting that the explanations and activities are accessible beyond a single narrow setting. While the book is targeted primarily to early grades, its focus on clear rules, patterns, and exceptions can help older learners who missed systematic phonics instruction earlier. The approach aligns with structured phonics principles commonly used in evidence-based reading instruction, emphasizing explicit teaching and repeated application. For parents, the benefit is having a guide that can clarify the logic behind word coding, making it easier to support a child at home without improvising a curriculum. For educators, the benefit is a straightforward tool that can be integrated into existing literacy programs without heavy adaptation. In conclusion, Phonics Rules is best suited for teachers, reading specialists, tutors, homeschool educators, and parents who want a clear, structured way to teach and practice phonics. It is especially relevant for students in the early elementary range, commonly grades 1 to 3, and for learners who need extra reinforcement with decoding and spelling patterns. Readers can expect practical benefits rather than theory alone, a reference-style guide to essential phonics rules and exceptions, plus reproducible student pages that translate instruction into repeated practice. That combination supports real classroom needs, where planning time is limited and targeted intervention is often required. It can also support English learners and older struggling readers who benefit from explicit explanations of why words behave the way they do, compared with many phonics resources that lean heavily either toward teacher explanation or toward isolated worksheets. This book stands out by pairing both in one coherent sequence. The emphasis on logical progression and clarity helps reduce confusion for adults and learners alike, while the short, focused activities encourage consistent practice. As a result, it works well as a supplementary phonics toolkit for building decoding confidence, improving word recognition, and supporting reading fluency development over time. If you would like to support Helen Zaitzoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.